You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio on ESPN Radio 1700. Now, live in studio, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And again, welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries. As we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media, this is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family, your business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Before we get into our intriguing content today, please join me in welcoming our featured guest, first-timer on Ron Siegel Radio, Michelle Shropshire Morley. Welcome.
Hi, Ron. Thanks for having me.
Glad to have you with us. And let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you. And you can reach out to me directly at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
While I do have a great team, when it comes to developing a financing planner plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. And today we may have a little bit of a challenge with our radio broadcast. There might be a little bit of a problem because, as you know, I am a big, big proponent of celebrating every single day. You got to find something each day to celebrate. And today, well, today is National Drink Wine Day. Now, for those of you that follow Ron Siegel Radio on a regular basis, you might be asking yourself, what day is not National Wine Drink Wine Day? And if I come up with a good answer to that before I retire, I will share that information with you. So far, I have never, ever found the day that I should not be drinking wine. So with that being said, we will continue. If you hear any hiccups in the background, bottle tops popping. I'm not a big champagne guy. We did talk yesterday, if you recall, to Robert Mott. We were chatting a little bit about the Stelvin closure, better known to some people as a screw top lid, or our friend Joe Ingram, the box of wine. So we talk about all of that, just a little bit of fun there. Moving right along. I guess the box of wine, that reminds me of my good old days at, I better not say that because Chapman was a dry campus back then when I was there. Well, it wasn't really dry. They just wanted us to think it was dry because they didn't want us to. I better not go there either. Let's move right along to what's happening in the world this morning. A lot going on. We did see. Wait a second. I think you're not going to believe this. Hillary Clinton just walked into our studio. I don't know if you heard her report. Although, you know, maybe she's not here today. Did you hear her over the weekend barking like a dog? Believe it or not, I don't want to cause trouble, Alec, but our intern, Alec, actually found the clip for me of Hillary. This is her live at the event. Yeah, giving us a little bit of a barking like a dog. There is a new group that is supporting Hillary right now, and I think it might actually finally liven up. I mean, you know that she's been having a lot of problems getting enough people at her events. If you look at the events, the legitimate live feed of her events lately, been pretty quiet, hasn't been a lot of activity, hasn't been a lot of people there. You know, the old socialist, Bernie Sanders, he's been pulling a lot of the air out of the room and out of the sails of Hillary Clinton. But with this new endorsement, we might start seeing a shift in the Democrat Party. Yeah, they've got a new endorsement for Hillary. It is called Hookers for Hillary. And they're announcing the benefits they're going to be offering. Now, I've heard of free samples, but this has taken things just a little bit too far. And I'm just going to go here and quote, this is employees of one of the employees, a Caressa Kisses, interesting name, 29, told the Huffington Post that she will be offering benefits for Clinton supporters. And I'm going to quote here because you cannot make this stuff up. If you tell me you're caucusing or voting for Hillary, I'll give you free lunch. Don't ask me what they're eating. Or 30 extra minutes to use however you like, unquote.
Surprise, surprise, surprise.
Yeah, other offerings, up to a 25% discount on services if customers are caucusing or voting for the Democrat. I gotta finish this story. Kisses told Huffington Post why she's a big supporter of Clinton. I think she could work with the members of Congress who refuse to work with Obama. Plus, I think she would be understanding to what we do as sex workers. Understanding of what they do as sex workers. Okay. And I think she sees everyone as a person and doesn't judge. I think I'm going to move right along after that one. That's a little bit of fun stuff. Hillary Clinton being endorsed. I want to see the bumper stickers on this one. I want to see the drivers of the cars who have the bumper stickers out there saying hookers for Hillary. Just a simple thought. Moving right along. I don't want to be partisan here this morning, so we'll spend equal time talking about the other joker. Yeah, that would be Donald Trump. Now, you got to love Donald Trump because he does not want anybody to know what he stands for. You always wonder about somebody that doesn't want us to know what they stand for running for politics. The problem is there's video of so much these days. Donald Trump sends out one of his real estate attorney sends out a cease and desist demand to Ted Cruz to stop playing the tapes, public domain tapes, of what Donald Trump said himself to Tim Russert, to the late Tim Russert. You gotta love it. Now, Trump obviously taking another one, taking out all the air out of the room. Nobody gets to, have you ever heard of anything that the guy does stand for? And he actually came out last week, and I'm sure it's going to be played a lot, but he came out last week and said, because I am not taking anybody's money, I can change my mind whenever I want. Sounds just like the person that I want to be voting for. Amazing. But the cease and desist, this is going to be really funny because the attorney apparently does not understand presidential politics and has already been shown up big time by another one that I'm not in favor of. But Ted Cruz said, I want to get Donald Trump on the stand and I'll do the deposition myself. You know, Cruz is an attorney and has worked before the United States Supreme Court. So that would be kind of fun to see Trump being deposed and having to legitimately answer questions without simply giving us how great he is, how good the businesses that he didn't file bankruptcy are. You know, before that he did file bankruptcy, those probably aren't the good ones. The other ones that he did file bankruptcy, those probably aren't the good ones. So he probably wouldn't talk about those. Simply amazing. You got to love politics, don't you? Moving right along. Speaking of politics, the president. Yeah. Did you look at the weather? I wonder what the weather is going to be like. I did look at it in Washington, D.C. this weekend. It's supposed to be 63 and sunny. Now, why do I bring up the weather in Washington, D.C. on Saturday? Well, the president decided that he and the first lady are too busy to go to the Supreme Court, sitting Supreme Court justice. I guess he's not sitting anymore. He's laying. But Justice Antonin Scalia, his funeral is Saturday, and the president is just a little bit too busy to go.
But we have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it.
Yeah, well, I don't know if Mrs. Pelosi is going to go, but she's probably going to pass some sort of a bill saying that you shouldn't be there. Now, the president, he has had found time in his schedule today to talk to the Black Panthers. You know, they're going to be Black Lives Matter. They're going to be at the White House today with another one of those great Americans, Al Sharpton. Oh, man. Unbelievable.
You're absolutely useless.
But the president was able to go to Hawaii, of course, for Senator Daniel Inouye's funeral. Hadiya Pendleton, 3 days before his 2013 State of the Union, the president was able to send Michelle Obama to this funeral to talk more about gun control. Senator Robert Byrd, yeah, he's the one with the ties to the Ku Klux Klan. The president could go to that one. Reverend Clementa Pinckney served for the South Carolina state senator, one of nine people killed in Charleston shootings last summer. He was able to go there. Former Democrat House Speaker Tom Foley, yeah, can go there. Walter Cronkite, who he had never, ever met, he went to his funeral. But Justice Scalia, we're just a little bit too busy for that. Yeah, that's the fun of the day. We've got a lot to cover today. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. Are the kids finally moving out? I wonder if my kids are listening to this one. I don't know. FHFA pushes a refi program as the expiration of the program nears. 12 tax slip-ups to avoid. And local businesses, you better turn your ears on. We're going to be talking to you a lot this morning. Remember, you can reach me anytime. Call the off-air number. It's 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, on Twitter at Ron Siegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel, the numeral one on YouTube. Stay tuned. We will be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Ron Siegel Radio Date Night Trivia, presented by Reunion Kitchen and Drink. Friday, Ron will pose a question based on air conversations during the prior 7 programs. The person to post the answer according to the guest conversation will win a date night package, including a dinner gift card for Reunion Kitchen and Drink. You might even be able to say hi to Ron when you visit Reunion Kitchen and Drink.
It's not every day your home gets flooded, but when it happens, you've got the good people at APRIS on your side. With over 25 years of construction and insurance experience, they can turn any disaster around, making your home good as new. For 24/7 support, call 844-GO-APRIS or find us on the web at www.apris.me. Day, night, rain, or shine, when it happens to you, you know what to do. Go APRIS. Remember, call 844-GO-APRIS. That's 844-462-7744.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01860.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990. 1-900-306-1990. Real-time real estate segment today being brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. When you want the true value of your home, you know, those online thingies, they're not going to get you the true equity of your property. You need to talk to a professional for that, and it's very simple, free from Ron Siegel Radio. Text PEAR, P-E-A-R, Professional Equity Analysis Review, to 79564. You will be able to speak with a real estate professional. I'll have one of the area trusted professionals call you, do a little bit of maybe a 10-minute conversation about your property, about what you owe, what you own, and they'll give you the equity position. The other online things are not going to give you that information. So again, free, text PEAR, P-E-A-R, to 79564. Are the kids finally moving out? During the recession, many young adults graduating from college were forced to move back in with their parents. Don't tell the colleges under our coverage map that this is what's happening. It's hard for them to sell their services that way. This caused new household formations to drop dramatically from the long-term average of 1.2 million formations annually to half that number. And we might start changing that. According to Urban Land Institute's report, Emerging Trends in Real Estate, household formations will increase dramatically. I guess I should get my applause meter out for that one. They project that 3.68 million additional households will be formed in the next 3 years. This brings household formation back to pre-recession numbers of 1.2 million a year. Why do I share this information with you? Well, we've talked about this before. If you are renting now and you start bringing this many people into household formations, that means there's going to be more demand for rental property. When there is more demand for rental property, prices go up. Prices go up, guess what? You're in trouble. We've talked to you about this, that we're looking at roughly an 8% is what the property managers tell us, 8% increase in rent. Now, if you go out and buy your own house, even if it's a starter house, your rent is not going to go up. Your mortgage on a 30-year fixed rate loan will not go up. In fact, the only way direction it could go is down. Think about that, because it's called refinancing. And you have that opportunity. It's all up to you. No one else controls your destiny. That is the real-time real estate segment, again, brought to you by the area-trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio, offering you that free professional equity analysis review. Text PEAR, P-E-A-R, to 79564. Speaking about area-trusted, and we talk about every day, we talk about the area-trusted professional program, your household board of directors. Well, this morning, Michelle Shopshire Morley, Director of Marketing for iHeart Local, is in the house. Welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
What is iHeart Local? So, I mean, some of us, I've been accused of not having a heart.
But that's I would suggest that you do have a heart.
Oh, okay. I can see it.
So iHeart Local is a movement that we created, small tools for local businesses. So we have an application for users where it's about recommending your favorite spots. You know, case in point, we were talking about Wise Guys this morning.
Right.
It's a place where while you're there and you think, you know, Ron would love this place, I'm going to recommend them on the app. So what we do in return is we give these small local businesses the analytics of what's happening on their place profile. They get to see who's recommending and referring them to their business. They know that, you know, I sent 70 people to their restaurant and who I've sent them with notes and how many times they've, you know, viewed their place profile. And then they can reach back out directly and say thank you on a personal level. So we're trying to connect the consumers and these small local business owners. You know, the sad thing is 8 out of 10 small businesses will fail within the first 18 months. And most of it's because of lack of customer insight. So this is a way to connect. You can, you know, talk and message and really bring it down to like a local love level.
That's kind of an interesting thought, because don't I already do that like on Facebook or something? Or is this just an add-on to what I'm already doing?
This is an add-on, and really on those other social media or review sites, where have you been able to really message the owner and, you know, talk to them, send them customers, and in return get something from return? Or, you know, these local businesses, they have the option to launch a special, launch a campaign, introductory offers. We also give them the analytics for that, who's saving it, who's claiming it. So it's a way for them to, you know, Facebook is great. I use it. Don't get me wrong. You know, I do love it, but we've kind of created our own space. And this is a place where you can socialize on the app. There's a news feed. You know, we don't get tired of the food selfies on our app. We encourage them. I learn a lot because I'm friends with everyone instantly on the app. So I get to find some new local cool spots as well, too. So,
well, that's always fun because I like the idea of supporting the small local business. I mean, obviously, we've got the big national chains, but, you know, I don't know Howard Schultz, right?
Yeah.
The guy that owns the local coffee house, when there used to be one, yeah. I would know them. The people that own Wise Guys, I don't know Papa John.
Right.
Right? Their pizza's not nearly as good as Wise Guys anyway, but, right? I mean, I know the people at Wise Guys. I know our friends over at Reunion Kitchen and Drink.
Right.
And I'd rather promote their business than some big guy that I don't know, because the other ones are in our community.
Exactly. You know, one day a year they do Shop Small Saturday. Why can't it be celebrating Shop Small every single day? And that's what iHeartLocal is about. It's about celebrating these local businesses, and we're going to give them the tools to help them be successful and reach back out to their customers. You know, it's sad. You have those places that are near and dear to your heart, and, you know, maybe it's that mom and pop shop. You know, being local to where we are right now, I always think of Troy's and that little breakfast burrito spot that I went to.
Best breakfast burrito
ever,
in the world.
Right? Ever. You know, I'm gluten-free now, so I can't have it, but it was my favorite. You know, I would hate to show up and have their doors closed, you know, and it's because essentially that's an owner's dreams and hard work just comes to an end. And you don't know when you walk in these small businesses, you know, you're greeted with a smile, but what's really happening behind the scenes, you know,
hard work,
survival mode, you know, so we're trying to make that easier. So we essentially created a CRM for these small businesses.
Wait, you got to back up. I'm a simple guy.
Simple
CRM. Back,
customer relationship management system.
Okay.
But it's a relationship system. So we want to build that relationship between, you know, the locals and the owners.
So frequently, well, today's a perfect day. Okay. So today is National Drink Wine Day or something like that. And I've been known to indulge every once in a while. So on a national day like this, when we've got a holiday, I mean, they should have this as just a day off work. No one should go to work today. Should be just a holiday. Don't tell that to my lending team.
I agree.
But National Drink Wine Day. So if I wanted to send a message over to our friends at Reunion Kitchen and Drink and see what are they pouring today? Can I use the app or is it the other way around?
So they would actually post a bulletin and daily specials, but you can message them directly through the app and just say, hey, you know, what's happening? Any specials today? They have the capabilities to read that. They'll get a push notification. They know. And they send push notifications to you letting you know what specials are. So everyone has their phone on them. I think that's the study shows you can't go longer than 8 minutes without actually looking at your cell phone.
I think my son goes to about 8 seconds.
I'm pretty close to that too. So everything comes to my cell phone. I can't live without it, unfortunately. You'll get a push notification. So you're guaranteed to see what's happening at this local spot. And you go open it. It's a daily special. Maybe it's a deal for the day. You know, pizza of the day for Wise Guys Kitchen.
How long does it take the business owner to put a special together and push it out?
Less than a minute.
Mm-hmm.
It's a 1-2-3 process.
So if I'm a business owner and, you know, it's a kind of a rainy day, I'm looking outside right now, and I realize that, you know, we're not doing quite as much business as I want right now. I can say for the next 45 minutes, pizzas are free, or pizzas are a dollar. Something like that's doable?
Yeah, absolutely.
And that way you can, you know, because an hour from now, you can't get that hour back, right?
I mean,
so if it's, you know, you cover your costs, cover your labor, you know, make the money at dinner time when it's real busy. But, you know, if you notice that lunch is a little soft today, put on an extra special just to give people in.
Exactly. It doesn't have to be a huge special. It can be something small. Yes, 1-2-3 process. We allow up to 5 campaigns a month where you can send them out. Even daily specials, we encourage them. It's just another way to, you know, promote your business and re-engage your customers back to your spot. But everyone's so busy on a day-to-day basis, you know, notifications, everything. It's life.
Right.
This is just a way to re-engage those customers. It is rainy. So let's launch a special. Let's let them remember who we are. And
soup and wine for lunch.
I'm in. I will be there. Although I think it should be National Wine Day every day, but
we're together.
I know.
It
it's too early now, but I will be celebrating
well,
tonight.
it is 5 o'clock somewhere.
It is. I live on that mentality, actually.
Makes sense to me.
I might be judged on it, but that's okay, you know.
I think you're judged well. That's the way you were supposed to be doing things. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events, financial markets, and the iHeart Local app. We're going to talk more about that when we come back. We will also talk about the new refi program that might be going away. It's probably going to go away. But the FHFA wants you to take advantage right now, if you are so inclined, 12 tax slip-ups to avoid. Unless you enjoy paying taxes, I would recommend you stay tuned, and you can reach me anytime. Call our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, on Twitter at Ron Siegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal Housing Lender.
Southern California attorneys have over 15,000 real estate agents to call in Orange County for their personal and professional needs. Why do they overwhelmingly call Melinda Johnson? Simple. It's the Melinda Johnson trifecta. Melinda is an attorney, real estate broker, and realtor. Does your family deserve the same professional services California lawyers demand? Call Melinda Johnson at 714-863-5485. That's 714-863-5485. Or on the web at freedomfirstproperties.com.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
37% of American homeowners believe they have over 20% equity in their homes. Fannie Mae tells us 69% of American homeowners have over 20% equity in their homes. Fully 1 in 3 American homeowners are not informed about the amount of equity they have in their homes. Are you one of them? How might this be holding you back from achieving your goals? Text RSRCMA to 79564 to get a property valuation from one of the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Again, to know how much your home is really worth, simply text RSRCMA to 79564.
To Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Mortgage Minute today being brought to you by our friends over at VIP Mortgage. When you are ready for that new home, maybe you just filed bankruptcy one day at a short sale. All of those programs are available from our friends at VIP Mortgage, including the one that the FHFA, easy for me to say, the, well, we'll just call it FHFA because my tongue is twisted. Some people say I'm much more twisted than my tongue, but we'll just leave it at that. FHFA has been pushing for getting the people that are underwater, they owe more on their home than their home's value. It's a federal housing finance agency. The Home Affordable Refinance Program, HARP, has refinanced 3.38 million mortgages since 2009, but it looks like they will not be extending it again. FHFA estimates that 367,000 homeowners still have properties where they're paying way too much interest on their home, and they could be refinancing under the HARP program, but they just haven't done it. There are almost 17,000 homeowners in California alone, mostly in Southern California, but 17,000 eligible borrowers in Southern California that can go in, they owe more on their house, and can refinance to a lower interest rate, making lower payments. Think about that. They just haven't done it. If you think you might be one of them, if you think you might qualify, if you took your loan out before May of 2009, give me a call. I'll put you in touch with the team. We'll see if you can refinance to maybe save a little bit of money. That is the Mortgage Minute, again, brought to you by VIP Mortgage. When you're ready, give me a call. I'll put you in touch with them. And you know me, I like the idea of saving money. Whenever we can save money, that's always, to me, a good thing. You know, my middle name, it's cheap. So let's talk more about specials. You know, one of the fun parts, I know that Bernie Sanders is out there telling you that the government needs to do everything for you and that you're entitled to everything. And I'm here to say that you are entitled to everything you desire, everything you're willing to work for, and everything that you can dream about. But you got, it's not the government's responsibility to give it to you. One of the things that I love is I've been a small business owner and entrepreneur. Heck, I was in business for myself. I would have loved to have an iHeart local app when I was a student at Chapman University, Chapman College. I better use the right name. I don't know what I'm supposed to say nowadays because now it's Chapman College. Way back then, it was Chapman University. Michelle, you're going to love this one. When I was at Chapman, way back when, you know, I had one of those real old brick cell phones that had the big long antenna on top.
The Zach Morris.
Yeah, the massive monster. And everyone laughed at me, but I didn't care. I used to scalp concert tickets back then. And it was before the days of StubGrub and Grubhub and all these other things. Used to pay people to go over to Sears and stand out at the back door and get the concert tickets when they come online. But the problem that I had in my business there was, you know, you might buy 20 tickets to go see David Bowie, okay? Dating myself again. And you sell 14 of them. What do you do with the other six?
Right.
Well, I had friends, so we have a lot of concert tickets
you make. Yes.
But if you had this local app, you could send a note out saying, I've got tickets left, and I could even drop the price a little bit.
Absolutely.
Right? It's that quick?
It's that quick. It's instantaneous. You know, even, you know, we went through a run through and back on your page, I already started referring it. It's like, this place is great. And you can see it instantly. If I post a picture, it's instant to your place profile. You get to see exactly what's happening at your local place of business from the local consumers.
And I did it, you know, just as we were chatting, preparing for the show this morning. And it took me maybe 2 minutes to set up. I haven't looked to see what it looks like now, but right. I mean, it took us maybe 2 minutes for us to set the whole thing up.
Yeah, that's all it takes. You know, we do have a street team spreading the word, and, you know, they sit with a business owner. It takes 3 to 5 minutes. And that's with us sitting there and, you know, kind of going in more in depth. But anybody.
I like that, going more in depth, and it's 3 to 5 minutes.
But really, that's all it is. We made it simple. Not everybody has a technology background, and not everyone knows how to use crazy tools. So we made it easy. It's a 1-2-3 process on almost everything. It's very straightforward. You know, we worked with a lot of local merchants when we were in beta and, you know, seeing what worked and what didn't. And we essentially created the perfect platform for them, listening to them, because we built this to help them succeed. So if we built something that they can't use, it's not going to work. So,
and business owners are busy.
They are. They are very busy.
So the idea here, what is your average business owner? How long are they devoting to this app each day?
You know, we always just recommend checking once a day, once a week, see what's going on. You know, if you launch a special, a campaign, or a goodie, as you would call, you can set that for a week. You can set it recurring. You can set it recurring for weekly, monthly, daily. So you don't necessarily have to log in every day. It's not going to be lingering over your head, but we encourage you to check it just as much as you would any other system that you've been using.
Uh-oh, so some of these other social medias, I'm on there way too much.
I know. But, you know, the more you check and the more you engage with your customers, the closer relationship you're going to have. So if someone's messaging through it or you're seeing people are claiming a campaign and you're responding that response time, it just shows customer service as well, too, to your local people who are spreading the love about your business.
That's a whole new concept or a new thought that you're bringing up there, Michelle. The issue here is, if I'm a business owner and I've got a storefront and I'm willing to walk out from behind my desk and go talk to my clientele at the business, it's really not doing anything different by doing it through the app, other than I can get a wider geography.
Mm-hmm.
So if I am, you know, a restaurant owner, most good restaurant owners have somebody that's good for the back end, you know, taking care of the cooking, and they have somebody that's a good front end person who's, in essence, schmoozing the clientele, bringing them around a glass of wine on National Wine Drinking Day.
Yes.
Right? So you could be probably doing the same thing through the app, is just having that conversation.
You can have the conversation, and you also know, we go back to connecting with those locals. It's nice to know that, you know, maybe you have a busy month and you log into your iHeartLocal merchant platform and you see that people have referred you, you know, 60, 80 of their peers and friends. What's nice about the app for, you know, on the consumer level is there are other review sites where you can review, you know, where to go, what to eat, but you don't know these people who are leaving these reviews. And maybe it's a negative review and you're basing your opinion off somebody you don't even know. You don't know if your taste buds align, if you like the same wine that they're posting that is awful, I could possibly love it. So
right.
On the app, this is your friends and family. These are your peers. This is your trusted network. And, you know, I know that if, you know, I'd call us friends now. If you
Absolutely.
Sent me a recommendation saying, you know what, I found an amazing wine, I would 99% chance go and try it because it came from you. And I would trust your opinion on that. So that's where the app is a little bit different. You know, you build.
So I'm going to only see the people that on the app. I'm going to only see the people that are friends of mine.
Yeah. So you add your friends. We made it very easy. You can find your Facebook friends. You can send a text message to your mom to add you. Very, very simple. So this is your trusted network.
Interesting. Okay. So I can actually even follow where my kids are going.
You can. You absolutely can. And you can refer them those specials at Wise Guys or Purify Sauna Lounge and say, you know, save some money, especially with college kids. You know, UCI, we're really saturated in Irvine. And there's tons of specials in Irvine. You know, Lolly Cup, Diamond Jamboree is constantly doing, you know, buy one, get ones and free bobas. And it's very
simple. Wait, free bobas?
Yeah. Have you ever had a boba?
Never even heard of a boba.
Oh, I'm going to bring you one.
Okay.
They're very interesting. Have you had a
No? Alec, you haven't had a boba?
Had
okay,
a boba?
So I don't feel bad. So what's a boba?
I don't actually know the answer. I just drink it and it's good. So,
oh, it's a drink?
Yeah, it's a drink. It's,
okay.
It's like a... I'll refer you on the app. I'll recommend
okay.
it on the app. You can go and check it out.
It's just that simple.
Yeah, it's that simple.
So, you know, with we got... There's millions and millions of people watch on YouTube. Obviously, we have no idea where they're at. RonSiegelRadio.tv, if you're there right now, obviously our flagship ESPN. What's the geography that you're covering with the app?
You know, we launched in Orange County, but
okay.
we have claimed merchants nationwide. So you can do this anywhere. We support English, you know, if you're in New York, we have claimed merchants in New York, Texas, Florida, Vegas, San Diego, LA. You can do this anywhere. So we encourage you, you know, as a business, one of the tools we're also giving you is the app. So telling your customers to follow you on the app, it's building that customer list. So if they follow you, guess what? You can reach out to them directly. You can reach out with a push notification. You can post to emails or other social media sites, but unless they're sitting there and you happen to fall on that news feed, they might not get that message. Whereas this, nice little push notification, come in, it's raining, it's National Wine Day, 10% off wine. So anybody can do it nationwide. We encourage you guys all to sign up. And
well, that's the fun part. What we're going to do when we come back, we're going to talk a couple of other items here with Michelle. We're going to find out, number one, can a business afford this? It sounds pretty awesome. Can a business afford it? We'll talk about that. How long does it take? It being that we're looking at nationwide and friends and family, got a lot to still cover. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio discussing your real estate, current events, financial markets. We'll also talk about some tax slip-ups that you might want to avoid. You can reach me anytime. Call our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, on Twitter, @Ron Siegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a loved one who wants to stay in their home, but you have health concerns about it? The Preferred Care Team understands the challenges of caring for your loved ones. Their goal is to keep seniors as independent as possible while maintaining their health, safety, and overall well-being. Whether you need just a few hours a week or 24-hour care, Preferred Care caregivers are trained to meet your needs. Call Preferred Care at 714-696-9150. That's 714-696-9150. Or visit preferredcare.com.
Homeowners that are 62 and older are about to find out a great way to live a better retirement. It's called a reverse mortgage, and SLT can help you learn more. Call the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990 right now to receive your free booklet with no obligation. It answers questions like how a reverse mortgage works, how much you qualify for, the ways to receive your money, and more. When you call the experts at Siegel Lending Team today, you'll learn the benefits of a government-insured reverse mortgage, how it will eliminate your monthly mortgage payments, and give you tax-free cash from the equity in your home. Here's the best part. You still own your home. Now is the best time to take control of your retirement. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 to get your free brochure. Call today or visit our website at SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or simply call 800-306-1990.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. 1990. The Word on Wealth segment today being brought to you by your household board of directors. If Apple can have a board of directors, if Nabisco can have a board of directors, if Exxon can have a board of directors, why wouldn't you have a board of directors for your household? Well, the main answer that I hear from most people is they don't know them. Well, here's the simple answer. Text ATP to 79564. The team at Ron Siegel Radio will send you, they basically send you a survey first. They want to find out what you need. And then they'll introduce you to local business people right there in your neighborhood who can help you with maybe tax planning, maybe financial planning, credit repair, You might need an estate planning attorney, divorce attorney, bankruptcy attorney. All these people are part of the group. You might even be able to introduce you to somebody who can help you avoid some of the tax slip-ups. We've got a list of them. I'm not going to go through all of them because I want to talk more about this iHeart Local app. It sounds pretty interesting to me. I'm a tech nerd, closet tech nerd anyway. Make sure you're not stumbling into any of these traps. Missing a sales tax upgrade. Late last year, Congress made the sales tax deduction permanent. I didn't think Congress did anything. Well, I guess they made a good sales tax deduction. It's permanent for us in California. That means a lot of money being saved potentially. Overlooking investment losses, ignoring medical expenses, taking the wrong college write-off. Yeah, that might not be a good idea. Not adding up childcare, picking the wrong work-related expenses, deducting your kids' student loan interest, failing to document charitable expenses, missing self-employment deductions, not revisiting past tax returns. I saw this one. I like this one. Letting a loser Roth conversion stand. Maybe you want to convert that back into an IRA. Overlooking health plan paperwork. There's a few of them, but what the bottom line here is, and I don't expect you to remember any of them or all of them, what I want you to know is there's a lot of slip-ups that you can make doing your own taxes. If you go to that online service that's going to charge you $9.99 to do your own taxes, do you think that they're going to ask you if your Roth IRA went down and should you convert it back the other way? Probably not. That's why you want to use a professional. And the idea here is, I don't know the answer, and I'm not giving you tax advice. That's not what I do. What I want you to do is know there's questions to ask the professionals. And if you want to meet them, just text ATP, Area Trusted Professional, to 79564. Free introductions to some of the people in your neighborhood. And that's how you save a little bit of money. It's just that simple. And then you go out and start your own business. Whatever you're passionate about. So we've been talking this morning to Michelle Shopshire-Morley, Director of Marketing for iHeartLocal.com. And we're talking about this app that lets you as a business owner kind of communicate. See if I understand this right, Michelle. The business owner gets to communicate with their clientele. And as consumers, we get to tell each other. Basically, we get to do what we do anyway. I'm going to get in trouble. You just tell people where to go.
Basically.
You get an app to tell people where to go.
Yeah. It's, I use it daily. And I use it for, instead of texting a meeting spot or where do you want to go, I'll recommend 5 to 6 places. And you can send them all at one time and say, pick one. Where do you want to meet today? And so they can see if I've been there, what I've posted, great meals. You can use it for anything. Yeah. Hey, mom, dad, this is where we're going for dinner tonight. Just recommend it on the app. They get a push notification with a nice little message. Meet at 6. There you go.
Does it give me a map to get there too?
There is a map. It does. Nice. You can sync it to the directions. Yeah. It's a beautiful, nice map landing view that you get to see. You get to see what's around you. You can search in the search bar per city, what you're looking for.
How long does does something stay up on there? If I claim a place, how long will it stay up there?
Until you decide you don't want your account anymore.
Okay, so if I have an open house this weekend, mm-hmm. I could put that on there?
Yeah, so if you have an open house, you can launch a bulletin and let people know where it's at, and that will go to anybody following you. If you want to market it to the other thousands of users on the app who are searching nearby goodies or specials or announcements in the area, that's where you would launch a campaign.
Okay, so you can launch. So you can have a public launch or you can have it just go to past customers.
Right. What's really nice about it is you have the option with your campaigns. You can do a private or a public. And public is to anybody who's on the app. Private is to, let's say you've got a couple special, clients that you know are interested in the Yorba Linda area. And you know this, rather from a recommendation, et cetera, past clients, you can send it directly to them as a private campaign. Or if you're a business owner, let's say you've seen, Ron has sent 75 people to the local coffee shop down the street. You can send a private campaign just to Ron and maybe thank him and say, come in for some free coffee. We appreciate, all the hard work that you.
You heard that, didn't you? send that off to.
Send that one over
that
to Ron.
That would be directed to Ron at ronsiegelradio.com.
Just giving some ideas
there
here.
There we go. Good stuff. Okay, so can I afford this thing?
Yes, you can. So keeping small businesses in mind, you know, we don't want to charge a hefty, what could be equivalent of a car payment a month, which some other services are.
Right.
So to claim your profile is free. To post a bulletin is free.
I can afford those. Those are definitely.
Well, everyone, within my range. Everyone can afford free. Claiming your local spot, communicating, messaging, that's all free. The campaign feature, which is the 5 campaigns a month, we did a flat monthly rate, which is $39 a month.
That's free.
Right.
Michelle, I'm kind of a weird guy here. Most people will agree there. Usually, if it's a business expense, it's under $50 a month. I just say it's free.
Yeah, you know,
it's so inexpensive. How do you? It is.
But that's the point. We want these small businesses to succeed, and if they have this, you know, payment that they know they have to make, that's a couple hundred dollars. It's going to stress them out.
Right.
Rather than let's make it affordable. What can you afford? And it's $39 a month for the 5 campaigns, and that's letting you market to the thousands of people who are already on the app and searching local nearby goodies. And if you're listening to the show or watching, if you put the Ron Show in the recruiter promo code, we'll actually give you 3 free months.
So nice.
We're gonna have to
hit that out there a lot.
I know. Yeah, but that's the nice part. You know, we're here to support you guys, and you know, our team goes out. Our company culture is really, we believe in our product, and so we take the team out and go to team meetings, and we take them to local small businesses, and you know, we'll promote them on our sites and our social media sites. You know, encouraging new openings, and you know, we do featured blog posts. If you want to be featured, there's an area on our website. You just claim your place and fill out the want to be featured, and we'll feature you. We'd love to help.
That's pretty good. It sounds like it's a fun company.
It's amazing. You
know, we have a good time.
We do. We have a great time. And last week we did the Broken Yolks Ironman challenge. They're on the app. So it's this, like, our COO took on this challenge. You have an hour to basically eat like a dozen eggs and like 6 biscuits and chili, and it was a pizza pan. And you know, we go out and we buy meals from them, and we promote them on our app, and we promote it on social media. You know, I got the whole entire team to get their eyebrows threaded, including the males, that to support
eyebrows. Yeah. Threaded. I don't even know what that means, but it doesn't sound like something that's
it's not that bad. But you know, it's a fun company. We go support these local spots, so, you know, we get to interview some great owners, and you hear struggles and you hear celebrational points, and it's nice. It's a movement. I love it.
Eyebrows. So do you drink wine when you thread eyebrows, or how does that work?
I don't personally thread eyebrows. I've had mine threaded, but I drink wine after. It doesn't hurt though. But we've got.
I don't think drinking wine hurts either. I have no problem with it. In fact, we've even had our friends from Borden Brew come over here, and we've done some beer sampling first thing in the morning, right on live radio. And I haven't had any this morning, and I'm not speaking very well.
I should have brought wine, thinking it's National Wine Day.
Exactly.
I know.
There's got to be an app for that. I mean, on your app, it's got to tell me where to go to get some good wine for wine.
You can
day.
Search wine, yeah. You know, I've got my favorites for wine locally, so I'll send some your way. I'll recommend a few to you on the app.
Boy, it's gonna be a lot of fun. This sounds like it's a good time.
It is. You know, it is. It makes me really happy. You know, when everyone, it's great when you see, you know, everyone believing in the product, and we've had zero negativity. And that's, I think, every single business. You know, we have a street team in place spreading the word and helping local business owners sign up. And not one owner say, you know, some are too busy and they sign up on their own, but not one single person is like, you know what, this is off. Everyone is like, this is so great. We need this. And that just makes you smile. And like from the inside, you're like, yes, we are helping these people. And it's great. You know, we took the number one app for the mobile app showdown in CES. And there's a reason why, you know, we've created this great new space for everyone to, you know, play around and recommend and refer and connect. It's great. It's awesome.
And you said I can connect my friends to the app through just by hitting a Facebook link or API
We did open our API to Facebook, so you can share into Facebook both on the merchant platform and on the app. So you can start seeing it coming from My Heart Local. You can find friends easily on the app. So that's where you can send, you know, we'll recommend some from you. Maybe you will log in. You have the option to log in with your Facebook. So we'll recommend some. You can see what friends are on there. You can send a text message. Very easy. We made it very easy for you.
Sounds like fun. And if you want more information, just go right on. We're going to put some information. We'll ask Michelle to put some information right there on Ron Siegel Radio on Facebook. So you can connect right back to iHeartLocal. And if you're a small business owner, that was a great offer. We'll have to make sure that we get that information out to you as well. $39 a month with the promo code RON. in the recruiter section of the sign up. How much easier does that get when you get to try it for 3 months and see if it really works? It's like a no-brainer. It's my favorite pricing. You get that. Well, it's like we did yesterday when we talked about the pool motors, the DC power pool motor, and you get to use it, get all the benefits, and pay for it later. Same idea here. Great information. Thanks for sharing that with us, Michelle. And be sure to set that first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to Steve, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or would like to meet any of our guests, just give me a call. 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money, help a lot of people, have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio. In the middle of our streets, our house.